This is Circe Olson-Westner, Executive Director of the Museum of the American Military Family in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and this is our podcast, Schooling with Uncle Sam. I'm here with Stephen Gott. He's an Air Force brat and an Air Force veteran. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Circe.
So we were just looking through a 1958 yearbook from the American high schools of Germany and France, which had us feeling fairly nostalgic. It's kind of interesting to look at the styles and the clothing, but also to see some of the places that at least I knew growing up in Europe and how they've changed or haven't changed. So did you go to school overseas?
I did. I was at Hahn Air Base from 66 to 68, and then I was at Wiesbaden High, the American high school, from 69 to 70.
So I remember Hahn. We used to play them in high school. It was the Hahn Hawks, but when you were there, was the high school there?
No. No, it was before the high school was built.
So you went to middle school there, though?
I went to junior high.
Junior high. So
that's what it was called.
So what is one thing that stands out about living on Hahn? We'll talk about the schools in a minute, but Hahn Air Base had a very distinctive mission, did it?
Yes, it was TAC Base, T-A-C, Tactical Air Command. So it was all fighters. That was the mission of the base. Fighter airplanes,
and so,
fighter jets.
So I think you were saying that they were a very close-knit bunch, and you guys... Oh, so what was Hahn like? Because I can't visualize Hahn right now.
It was a small base, and we... The people at Hahn bonded closely, I think, because we were... not close to any big cities. There were a few small towns near the base, but basically we were kind of isolated in that respect. We just had each other.
So it's almost like a little American fortress in a foreign land.
Absolutely.
So you were in junior high there, and so that's what, 6th and 7th grade? 7th and 8th grade?
9th and 10th.
9th and 10th. Ah. So how many kids were in your school? I know that's a hard guess after all these years, but...
I don't remember, but it wasn't a big school.
Wasn't a big school.
No.
So you knew all the kids and all the teachers pretty much?
Pretty much.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
So what is one thing that you think about when you go thinking back on your days in Hahn? Any particular memories stick out?
Yeah, there's a lot of good memories. I think that we... You know, even though our facilities weren't the greatest, we had old, broken-down Air Force buses that they took us to school and so forth, and we loved it, and we didn't mind any of that, because the weather was terrible. It was cold and rainy. By October, it was already winter.
And dark early.
But you know, we didn't seem to mind any of that. We just enjoyed being where we were, and it brought everybody closer together.
So now, you had to go to a dormitory school. Where was that?
In Wiesbaden, which is about a half an hour from Frankfurt.
So how did that work? So you'd go off Sunday nights?
Yes, we would... We would leave Sunday nights, arrive at the dorm in Wiesbaden about 6 p.m. We would go stay in a dormitory the whole week, go to school. It was two floors, about 50 girls on the second floor, about 50 guys on the first floor.
Where did you eat your meals?
We had a cafeteria.
Okay. So were there dorm... I'm trying to visualize a high school. So there were dorm parents, or...?
We had... yes. I forget what they're called, residents or... But yes, they were full-time employees that... whose job was to watch us, to, you know.
So was it only kids from Han then that lived in these dorms, or were there other people from other bases?
It was mostly kids from Han, a few kids from Bonn, and a few other kids that I can't remember now where they were from, but 9/10 of the population was from Han, excuse me.
So I'm just trying to think, being in 10th, you were 11th and 12th grader at that time, how did the kids like that? Did they enjoy it? Was it great to be away from home? Did you have a mixture of kids that were homesick, or did everybody get along? Were there fights, or?
It was wonderful. We loved being away from home. It was tremendous. We had an awful lot of freedom, especially if you had good grades, if you were a senior, if you had no demerits, in other words, you hadn't been in any trouble, we had an awful lot of privileges. You could sign out and go to a movie and all kinds of things. So it was wonderful. And then Friday nights after school, we'd hop on the bus about 4-5 p.m., go home. The bus ride was about 2.5 hours. And we'd get home, spend Friday night, Saturday night, and come back Sunday afternoon.
So living in the dorms in the 70s, obviously people think about the 70s in different ways, but did you notice there was a lot of racial tension or a lot of drug use or alcohol use, things that you hear about today? Was there a lot of that or hardly any? Or
I don't remember any racial tension. I don't remember any drug use, but there was a lot of drinking. An awful lot.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, the drinking age in Germany is different than in the States.
Yes.
So, about your schooling experience, and I know you have a daughter who's, what, in high school now?
Yes, she's 16.
Okay, so think about yourself at 16, living in Europe, and now your daughter, and think about the differences in your lifestyles, because you're not active duty anymore, so there's that. But compare your 16-year-old self to her 16-year-old self.
Completely different. Completely different. We, at 16, we were party animals. I don't know how else to say it.
I'm not sure we should be putting that on a schooling podcast.
Yeah.
But
we were.
You had a different kind of childhood,
yeah.
But you had a lot more freedom.
We had a lot more freedom to move around the countryside. We used to hitchhike, for example, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Boys and girls. And there was never an incident. Never any kind of trouble.
See, that I think is different. The safety now seems to
absolutely.
Be different.
And the Germans were very, very kind to us in all respects.
So, comparing education, in your opinion, of course, only your opinion, but do you think that your education in the Defense Department school was different or better or worse than what your daughter gets now in a public high school in a large metropolitan area?
It was at least as good, if not better.
Do you think part of that has to do with just the probably smaller classes and that it was on a military installation?
You know, I looked at pictures of my yearbook and the classes weren't smaller. They were pretty good sized classes. But our teachers were young and they were hungry. They wanted to make a difference. They wanted to make sure we left with a good education. It was obvious once you got to know them. They weren't there just slacking, just to get by. They wanted to make a real difference, and they went out of their way to. I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
We were studying the pharaohs at one point, and Egypt and all that, and we had a vacation coming up, and our history teacher went to Egypt on his vacation, got a lot of information, a lot of photos, and brought all this stuff back for us. And it really made it special, that particular block of learning for us.
Well, now let's talk about that, because you were in Europe and you obviously had to have, you know, European history, and you also had to have host nation. Everybody had to take, as far as I know, everybody has to have a host nation component in their in their school curriculum. What field trips do you remember from your high school?
Well, the main one I remember is we had a student exchange. It wasn't really a field trip. We had an actual student exchange with German students.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go live with them for a week.
Wow.
I participated in the first one that Han was involved in. And I went to live with this German family. I'll never forget them. The young man's name was Wendell. He was 2 years older than me. His parents owned, had a three-story house, and they owned on the first floor was a little grocery store. The second floor was the main house, and the third level was his little penthouse. That was a real education for me, because I got to go to school with him every day. And that really, really opened my eyes.
It was a totally different system,
it
huh?
It was totally different. This guy had a handle on five different languages. Latin, English, Spanish, French, and German. All very well versed. And the kids in the class were very respectful. They were quiet. It was nothing like American schools.
So the yearbook we're looking at, this 1958 yearbook, has it looks like, and this happens to be a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, and he's in his 70s now, so he was sharing his yearbook with us, but it has a yearbook from each school into one great big one. There's Paris, there's Kaiserslautern, there's, you know, different places. And what's cool about it is there is a dedication in the front of the yearbook, and I'm going to read it. And it says, "We dedicate this 10th anniversary edition of our yearbook, Erinnerung, which means memories or reminiscences, to the spirit of science and invention, to the great adventure, to the terrific excitement that shall, God willing, send man voyaging to the stars." So at the time of this yearbook, 1958, there had already been schools in Europe for 10 years. So they came over in 1948. And man hadn't even gone to the stars or to the moon yet. And so these kids already saw so much and had so much hope and dream, and it just goes to show that what you spoke about, the teachers wanting to make a difference and really setting themselves out there, it was caught. That was contagious in the 50s with the kids, and you still had it. You could feel it in the 70s, and I think that's what makes going to school in a Defense Department school or a school overseas so cool and brings such good memories to all of us. So any last thing you would like to say to our listeners about your experiences growing up overseas or being a brat?
Just that it was a unique experience, and that all the friendships I made and were, as it's turned out, were meaningful friendships that have lasted a long, long time in some cases. Some people I haven't been able to find, but because of that experience and where we were and the time we were there and so forth, we all bonded in a very special way, unlike anything I've seen since.
Well, so thank you very much, Stephen Gott. This was our podcast, Schooling with Uncle Sam. And thank you all for listening.